Good day to you one and all. It is I, Justin Hawkins, and welcome to Justin Hawkins Rides Again, the podcast. Every week I'll be discussing a theme regarding the pitfalls of the music industry with my producer, Jenny Mae Finn. This week we're taking on a big topic, the downfall. Myself and my producer, Jenny Mae, get stuck into the topic of when artists fall from grace and their reputation is destroyed. It is often referred to as being cancelled, but it's a little more nuanced. Why and how does this happen and how do you avoid it? We want to note, Jenny Mae wants to note, that during this conversation she takes on the role of the devil's advocate to try and probe me using controversial topics and sensitive political rhetoric to see what could spark my downfall. So please don't misconstrue what she's saying to be her own opinion. It certainly isn't. She's just trying to test me. And actually this is part of what I sort of euphemistically refer to as media training. It's quite handy to be challenged in that way, and I actually enjoy conversations like that. She didn't enjoy spouting some of the nonsense that she said, but it was part of the game, and she apologises if it comes across as mean and or insensitive. I mean, I didn't feel in any way like I'd the victim of meanness or anything like that, so you shouldn't either. Let me know what you think of this topic and if I pass the test or will I be cancelled by the end of the episode. And you can also watch this episode over on my YouTube channel, assuming they haven't taken that down. In the meantime, please to enjoy today's podcast. Again. We're going to have a lot of fun with this one. Today it's called Justin Hawkins Rides Again, The Jaws of Victory, Pitfalls of the Music Trade, Downfall! And we're going to talk about people's downfalls. It's going to be absolutely great. Are you excited? I am. Justin Hawkins Rides Again. Did you notice that I've started putting this? Again.
That's why I didn't like overly affected.
I don't know
voices.
Why I'm doing it, honestly, because I've noticed it in myself and I'm trying to stop, but I just can't do it. Again. We're going to talk about downfall today. Because, I mean, part of it's, I suppose that's going to bring in subjects like the takedown. The fall from grace. What are the other ones that you can do?
The disappearance.
The disappearance.
The reluctant tumbler. So someone who's being pushed down, but they're trying to scrabble back up.
No. They're scrabbling as they go down.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
They're not trying to get back up again. We're talking about downfall. We're talking about the downfall. We're not talking about.
But
what?
Yeah, on the way down, they're scrabbling up, right? They're reluctantly going down.
Enough about my sex life.
Do you ever feel like you had a downfall?
There was a moment there when I thought, why the fuck am I bothering with this? You know, when everything was really hard and nobody was interested, and the only thing they were interested in was hitting me with a stick. The proverbial stick, anyway. You know. That was definitely a downfall, wasn't it? Was I being reluctant about it there? I think I was. It was a downfall. It was a tumble down of resignation.
Yeah, I don't think this episode's just reluctancy.
Yeah, okay, sorry. Downfall. No, I just thought we were. Them. I'm interested in the idea of the reluctant tumbler.
Who keeps popping back up again, regardless?
Of what happens?
Yeah. They're just like, whatever. Isn't there some people that are like, that person can never get cancelled?
Well, that's Ricky
Gervais.
Matty Healy.
Oh, yeah, and Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais is less of a musician, though. I think he is. He was in bands and stuff, you know.
But as a celebrity. They tried to
Well, he never does tumble downs, though, does he? He's always on top.
But yeah, but they're like, he says the worst thing in the world, and he's like, whatever.
Hmm. Do you think that he's like the ultimate reluctant tumbler, where he won't allow anybody to push him off the side in the first place?
Yeah, it's impossible to cancel him, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he said, does say all.
But tumbling down isn't just about cancellation, though. Cancellation is only a modern way of destroying a person's career, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, James Corden was that other example.
Yeah, I love this story. Tell me what happened.
Well, he's known for being rude to waiting staff.
Yeah.
He's in a restaurant and I think...
There's no need for that, is there?
Being really rude to some waiting staff. I don't know if the chef or the owner asked him to leave, but they did put a post on Instagram, the chef or the owner. The owner could be the chef. Saying how bad he treated his waiting staff and that he shouldn't get away with being like that. And
what was said?
I think he's just being really snappy and calling people over and being like, that's not our order and you should get us this or get us a, you know the way you picture people in like cartoons ordering.
Oh, God.
Snappity snap snap type
of thing. Saying things like garçon.
Yeah. Anyway, he was told off. He's got in trouble for that. And his reputation is definitely...
So what was the restaurant?
I don't know. I look at him.
Poor James.
James Corden.
Poor James Corden.
He's been banned from a New York restaurant, Balthazar, for treating staff poorly.
That sounds all right, doesn't it?
Has now admitted that he made a rude comment to one of its waiters.
Uh-oh.
So he admitted it.
Yeah.
Which you said is the downfall.
That is the downfall. That's when the downfall starts. And I'll give you two examples of that. Michael Jackson.
We're back at Michael.
All roads lead back to Michael Jackson when you're talking about things like downfall, art versus artist, anything like that. Michael Jackson accused of doing some really quite terrible things to people who aren't of an age to even consider the things as options, right? And he vehemently denies it, appoints a highly paid legal team to defend him, pays them to be silent, and casts enough doubt on the issue to basically live out the rest of his days in abject liberty. And people still listen to his music. No perceptible downfall. I mean, obviously, it tarnished his reputation, but he still sells, probably still sells millions of records even after he died. So, no downfall, because denial.
Yeah.
Do you think that's true?
Yeah, I mean, if he said yeah, that would be the end of it, wouldn't it?
Like if he would have said, if it had said, oh, yeah, you know what, I've got a sex dungeon. Please don't take this clip out of context. There is a sex dungeon and I've done a lot of really inappropriate stuff with people who aren't old enough to, you know, and that's my bad.
This is
nobody would ever listen to his music ever again.
No.
And rightly so.
Yeah.
It'd be a shame for Rod Temperton. It'd be a shame for Quincy Jones and the people that worked on that material, but it would be over.
So you think James should have been like, don't know what you're talking about.
Or, but there's another problem, isn't there? Because there's, if you talk about J.K. Rowling, she's a double downer.
Yeah.
So I think if you think about like Michael Jackson, he was drawn on those subjects. Was it by Oprah Winfrey or someone like that?
Was he?
I think he was, maybe he wasn't successfully drawn on them, but he only did a couple of interviews after all this stuff happened. And like, he was always sort of doing some distracting techniques by going, doing all that sort of stuff, you know, in the middle of the interview. Do you remember that stuff?
Did he do that stuff in the middle of the interview?
Yeah, he was doing that stuff in the middle of an interview.
That's distracting.
And kind
of feels like it's a bit of a tell.
I would love to play poker. I'd have Neverland off him in a couple of hours probably. But I think.
We can't say yes in a situation like that.
No, that's
true. How could you ever say yes? You just, because if you've already done something so bad, why would you admit to it?
Mm.
Like if you were a horrible person and you were doing horrible things, they can't then go, I can't believe he's such a liar. I'm like, look at all the things you can't believe he's a liar.
I mean, he manoeuvred really effectively in legal ways to dodge it, refused to be drawn on it, and deflected, distracted, and basically was never brought to justice. was never deemed guilty, was he?
Yeah.
Not conclusively, anyway.
Though, isn't there some things that stick?
Yeah, but I mean, I think then there's a lot of jokes and a lot of euphemism and stuff like that, and downfall in certain areas of the court of public opinion, but people still bought the records. I think his music career would have been completely over if he'd have admitted it, and I think he knew that as well.
Do you think you ever have to own stuff and then you get away with it rather than deny it?
Well, if you own it and double down it, you do a J.K. Rowling where you completely isolate and alienate the group that you're alleged to have offended in the first place. Whereas I think the only way you can really do those things and survive is to just ignore.
But do you ever worry when you're an artist that you might make a misstep?
There's a misstep and then there's doing something completely abhorrent.
But isn't it?
I think J.K. Rowling's a misstep because it's an opinion that she holds that's subject to some controversy, and you immediately lose half of the people concerned with that debate if you express any sort of opinion. And if you're like a novelist or an artist or a songwriter or anything like that, why would you do that to your audience? Dolly Parton wouldn't do it.
Oh yeah, Dolly Parton doesn't say who she votes for.
Hmm.
So she can't be taken down politically.
Hmm. Let's talk about disappearance. Like, I remember there was somebody that was working at the record company that we were signed to, and then one day he just wasn't there anymore. And it's like, well, where did he go? You know, what, he's usually in that chair, isn't he? It's like, he doesn't work with us anymore. Gone. Forgotten. And then after sort of months of asking around, not solidly, but didn't really care, but he got a bit touchy-feely.
Yeah.
Gone. No warnings. Gone. It's the music trade. You can't be touchy-feely in the music trade.
Some people say you can.
Yeah. As I was saying that, it didn't sound right. Yeah, so gone.
There's a band that assaulted the lead singer of Starcut Roller.
Oh, what were they called again?
I don't know, because I didn't want to know who they were.
Yeah, I don't think I do.
They did it on tour when they were supporting them.
And what did they do?
They locked her in their dressing room, and the lead singer of the other band assaulted her while the guitarist filmed it, and the rest of them laughed. And her guitarist was banging on the door trying to get in to...
I like that guitarist that she's got.
Yeah, he was trying to get in to save her, basically.
Mm.
And then she posted it, and I think he admitted it on social media as well.
Gone.
I don't know if they're gone.
Gone, they must be gone.
They should be gone.
Is there a button on here that would be suitable for downfall? No, do that story again. So
that's such a horror. No, you can just cut it in.
No, so Arrow
de Wild.
Arrow de Wild.
Do I have to say the whole story again?
Yeah, just say the whole story.
Was assaulted by this band that she was touring with.
And we don't know the name of the band because we do not care to state their name. They don't deserve any of the promotion.
Yeah.
But they should be shamed as well. So how do we do that?
Well, I can go find it.
Should we say what it rhymes with?
They're called the Growlers, which is
a f***ing terrible name for a band. And terrible people by the sounds of it.
And the band took full responsibility.
So say the story. So she was locked in the...
She was in her dressing room, and then the Growlers came in and they locked the door, and the singer assaulted her. And I think one of the other bandmates filmed it, and they were all just standing around, like, I guess, taking the piss. And then her guitarist was banging on the door trying to
get... He's a really cool guy.
Yeah. And then she was like, said it. So she was brave enough to come out and say it, because when you get assaulted as a woman in the music industry and you say something against someone else, they'll be like, well, I don't want to work with her because she's spreading lies about
it. Yeah, it could be her downfall, actually, couldn't it?
Yeah, so you take a risk when you say accuse someone of something. And then the band came in and was like, actually, yeah. But then
they admitted it.
Yeah.
And then downfall?
Do you want me to check their Instagram and see if they're posting still?
Okay, tell me how many followers they have on Instagram.
Let's see. They have 239,000 followers. So that's quite a lot.
That's too many.
I don't know. It won't tell me when their last post was, because that would prove that they're still doing stuff. But then how could you ever go to a live show over there knowing what he'd done? The last post was last December of last year.
Is that a good moment to use that sound?
Yeah, but you should have shouted downfall.
Downfall! Whereas Michael Jackson, no downfall! Any good?
It's a bit Neverlandy.
Well, that's...
Yeah.
Not that one. Okay, don't worry about it.
They must be gone, right?
Gone. Gone. No. I want to help you. Yeah, go on.
So people can, yeah, well, that was a rightful downfall.
Your rightful downfall. That's your basic rightful downfall.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean? That's not even a downfall. That's
a righteous downfall.
Yeah. Is that a downfall? Or is it, because James Corden is just people not liking his personality.
Yeah, but you said that there was some calls to have him stripped of his status as the late night man that does talking, right?
Well, I don't think people. Yeah, so he was caught ripping off a Ricky Gervais joke.
Oh, that was a different matter. So tell me again, what was the joke?
I don't know what the joke actually was.
Okay. But he ripped off. Did he admit to ripping
off? Well, some people on Twitter were like, hey, Ricky Gervais, does this sound familiar? They ripped a clip of James Corden doing it. And then Ricky Gervais retweeted it, just saying, nice joke. And then James Corden realized that it was Ricky Gervais' joke from one of his biggest Netflix specials. And then he apologized and said he didn't know it was a Ricky Gervais joke. And Ricky Gervais did say he doesn't think James Corden did it deliberately and that someone in his writing room must have stolen it or stitched him up.
Hmm. So now no downfall?
No, just another chip in the downfall.
So just one of these?
Yeah. Okay. He gets loads of maps.
Yeah.
James Corden just keeps getting maps.
I'm going to see how long I can hold it before it goes into the next. That's it. James Corden. Gone.
Well, he's not gone.
Gone. Oh, still there. So he nearly fell.
He nearly
partial
fell.
Downfall.
We've established that now, I think.
Partial downfall. What happens if I do it? Partial downfall. What?
Sorry, I was trying to do an echo.
You've had a lot of experience in the music studios.
But remember when I did your media training with you?
Yeah, yeah.
That's to prevent downfall, isn't it?
Yeah, I think because, you know, before I haven't really been in the public eye, and it was when I was obliged to do a press junket for the Masked Singer after I was demasked, degloved.
Yeah.
And so you were preparing me, weren't you, for the
yeah,
for all the shitty
questions.
But you
hadn't got media training prior to that.
I'd never had it before, no.
Which is weird.
Do you think that, oh, you reckon media training could prevent partial downfall?
Yeah. I think that's what it's specifically designed for.
Yeah.
So you don't end up saying something stupid.
Okay, to try and trap me in a downfall. Let's see if I can wriggle out of it.
Are trans women real women?
Straight in with the one that's guaranteed. If I answer this in any affirmative or positive, I'm gone.
Yes.
Half of the my enthusiast collection gone.
Yeah.
While you're at it, why don't you ask me which direction I like to vote in?
What way do you like to vote? Are you a Labour fan?
Now, if I say I don't vote, that makes me look like a f***ing idiot. If I say, doesn't it?
Yes. It does.
So
some people say it's the non-compliance with the two-party structure and that.
Well, then vote for the third one if you think.
Well, you know, they're just saying there's no one worth voting for, so why would you give your vote anyway?
Well, I've always thought that politicians are not our best people. I think, like, the smartest people, I don't aspire to do that job.
But they're just supposed to be administrative people. They're just admin people.
You're shouting into the microphone. I've never heard you this angry before.
Politicians are administrators.
Yeah.
That's what you should get, some people who are really good at Excel to run the country.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need, right?
I guess so, because then it's like then it would be like Excel is a spreadsheet program.
Yeah, but some people are masters of it.
Well, like you're talking about Todd, aren't you?
Yeah, and other people. There's loads of tricks. I can't do it.
Okay, well, I think we're going down a tributary named Excel.
I'm just saying, get the people who are good at planning stuff to plan stuff. Don't get the people who have...
Yeah, people who have like a superficial charm and are able to sort of repeat the party line in media conferences and so on.
They should just be like the people the Excel people hire for when they need them.
Mm, the mouthpieces.
Yeah.
But they are though, aren't they?
Yeah, but they get given too much power.
And money. In fact, not enough money to make it attractive for the people who are actually capable.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Who did you vote for in the last... Who are you going to vote for in the upcoming election? You're in America.
I'm in America?
Last year.
Okay.
Or the year before.
Yeah.
Biden or Trump?
Well, I like to think of it more as the Rolling Stones versus the Beatles.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the Stones obviously.
Are you a woke bastard?
A what?
Are you a woke bastard?
Am I a woke bastard?
Yeah. One of those hippie woke people. Are you gay?
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah, sometimes. What?
So you're one of those?
Well, yeah.
Sickening.
Yeah.
So you're going to vote for Trump? You want to kill children in cages?
What the fuck? Why are the children in the cages?
You like walls? You hate people of colour?
Definitely not. I love people of colour. I hate calling them that, though. That's
I don't know what you're supposed to say.
Yeah. People of colour.
They shorten it to POC, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
It's like, what are we coming to?
So, which one?
I don't live in America. I wouldn't like to have to vote in a country like that, which is so diverse and has so many contrasting cultures, even within its own.
Are you not going to use your platform to save the world?
I'm trying to, yeah, one step at a time. Charity begins at home, though.
So you'd be happy if Trump got in? And it'd be your fault if you didn't tell people to vote for Biden?
I'm concerned about the options available to us. I would hate to vote for somebody that rolls back on environmental policies that I think are giving us some sort of hope. Have I failed this? Am I down?
No, you're doing
good. Am I?
But I don't know if I want to put out any because it sounds like I keep spouting all the stuff.
No, but you're doing devil's advocate. This is media training. This is really interesting stuff, I think.
Okay.
So keep going. Hit me.
I feel like it's dangerous territory.
Not for me.
Maybe for me, though.
Why?
Because I'm trying to be both sides.
That is what you're doing. You're playing a role.
Okay.
You're doing a great job. Takes ovaries to do that. I'm down for! No, that was a joke, though. I'm allowed to do that. Go on. Downfall is a great game. Keep going.
Should women serve in the armed forces? Are they not weaker than everyone else? Not talking about strategic stuff, whether flying drones and the police officers.
Absolutely, they should.
Why?
Well, I'll give you a well-trained woman is effective and as lethal and as brilliant as a well-trained man.
What if a man comes up and then just like smacks her in the face and sits on her?
What the fuck? That's not
would,
how.
If you're being attacked by three burly men and they call the police and a woman comes, would you be happy?
I mean,
or would you want the man to come?
Depends on the woman and the training.
Would you prefer?
In the same way that if it's a man, it depends on the man and the training. They send some morbidly obese bloke who can't even get out of the car without looking out of breath, and then the car does that after he gets out. He stumbles along towards them, farts a couple of times and falls over, clutching his heart. That's what might happen, you know. You send a woman who disarms them with finesse and guile. You're talking about like burly individuals who, I don't know, I think a woman's perfectly capable of doing that job.
Some people think that the tests have come down because of women.
Some people think.
They've dropped. I'm quoting another right-wing.
All right, but it's not about what they think, though, is it? Who cares what people think? Like, because you're talking about faith and belief and.
Well, no,
it's based on paranoia a lot of the time. Like, people can't say things like that. What's the evidence to suggest that women aren't as good at doing police work or being in the forces as men?
I don't have any of these statistics because this is an off-the-cuff conversation.
I know. So, well, I would like to see. I would like to just, you know, in a conversation like that, it probably is going to be fueled by some sort of off-the-cuff,
well,
trying to catch me up and prove me to be in opposition to their beliefs, right?
Yeah. Well, there's one YouTube channel in particular, and they are very stats-heavy. So they sit and they interview university campus students, which I feel like is slightly unfair because you've come in with a whole barrage of statistics and. You can frame your statistics however way you want because there's probably other statistics available too. There's always multiple versions of statistics available.
It depends on who's paid for the study to be done.
So
in
they
first
said
place.
That like the test to get into the Marines is lower now because it had to accommodate women. So that means that the standard of the Marines is dropped in order to have.
But which tests? Which
like the physical tests. So women can't do as many, can't lift as heavy. Some women can. Some women can lift heavier than some men.
Well, what do you need to lift to be in the Marines then? What's
yeah,
is
no,
it
like
lifting up?
Objects falling in the way? Or usually it's probably your
But isn't like lifting, colleague. Lifting is more about leverage and, you know, logic than it is strength. You know, obviously strength comes into it, but you don't necessarily want to be a massive, like, actual Olympic weightlifter to be in the forces. You've got to carry all that weight around. Like, muscles is just as difficult to carry as the equivalent in lead, isn't it?
I guess so.
You know what I mean, it's harder to maintain a physique like that. You have to carry more supplies around to keep those muscles going. The muscles themselves are heavy. You're not going to have the same stamina as somebody with a physique like mine, for example. I would imagine. I'm not a doctor. But do you think there's any truth in that?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know. They just think like... the Ukrainian...
One of my friends is in the armed forces in America, and she's f***ing ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't want to have a fight with her.
Well, no, because you're not in the armed forces.
No, but I am like a martial artist. Could do my kung fu, wouldn't I? Just saying. And then some of the kids at my school, some of the guys that ended up joining the army were f***ing dipshits.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be scared of them at all. I'd just tap them on the shoulder and then look around like that and I'll just run off. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of, I don't know, the standards have changed, but I wouldn't necessarily say they've gone down.
I think they're talking about the physical test.
Oh, I see. But, you know, all right. Well, I think it's good if it can be more inclusive. I mean, who cares how much they can lift up? I'd rather have people with strategic, brilliant minds. Pert, nubile young bodies.
No.
I'm just get, oh, downfall! Damn it. The mask slipped at the last moment.
Gross.
You know what I mean, though?
No.
I think I was doing all right there. I actually believe that. I don't think. You don't have to be a man to be a soldier. That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, the Ukrainian women did quite well, didn't they?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. Downfall!
You make me ask all these horrible questions. It makes me feel icky inside.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I feel icky.
This is your downfall.
Yeah, everyone's going to clip me saying all these horrible things.
Please don't clip this out of context. Now, Jenny May is only playing devil's advocate to try and get a rise out of me and prompt my downfall. This is what would happen if I was being aggressively interviewed, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so.
No, it's important to me, I think, because I just really want to try and... I want to know what it's supposed to say. I mean, all the things I just said are honest. I think it's like...
I think you need to say, why are you asking me this? Just ask me about my music.
Oh, God, try again then. Go again.
Who are you voting for in the upcoming election?
I vote that we stop talking about politics and move on to the subject of music.
Yeah.
And what would you say then if I said that?
Politics is everything.
Politics is not everything.
Everything is political. If you don't think it isn't, then you're wrong and ignorant. The people who get in charge decide things like whether or not you can tour in Europe.
Okay. Well, then there are some political stuff that's affected my existence and my living. And I have to say that it would have been nice if some kind of negotiations had taken place to help touring entities and the touring arts whilst overseas. But that hasn't happened, and it is what it is.
Did you cheat on your wife?
Did I cheat on my wife?
We have footage.
Oh, do you? Sure. Get it out of there. I'd love for people to see that. From where? Taken from where?
From a source close to your wife.
And now I know who you're talking about. She's f***ing nuts, that one. That's oh, downfall!
Are you someone that...
Oh, the exact nature of my wife and I's relationship and the agreements that we have are nothing whatsoever to do with my purpose in the context of this interview. Like, you say, like, my wife and I have a semi-open marriage. What you consider to be cheating might not be in line with what we consider to be cheating.
We have a quote from your wife here.
Go on, read the quote, please.
He's a fucking bastard.
She always says that when she's feeling frisky. Oh!
What did they say?
Chance would be a fine thing. Downfall, oh no!
What did they say on This Morning and stuff like, aren't you Do you not have any respect for women?
I have nothing but the utmost respect for women. I'm always surrounded by talented women. Always.
Then why?
Female management. Female tour management.
Is that just a mask? Smokescreen. Are you sleeping with all those people?
Well, I'm not on and off. Oh, no, downfall!
Do you think you'd be a terrible role model for the young people listening to music if, as they see you cheating on your wife and having affairs with multiple women?
No, I think role models are the people who we have elected to represent us in the various constituents of our sweet nation. I'm a f***ing rock star. I'm not supposed to be a role model. If you're looking to me for guidance on how to raise your children, you're going to fucking come up short, mate. Oh, no, downfall!
No, but it's the child that sees you as a role model. You seem to think it's the parent that chooses a role model.
Oh, okay.
Like, it's the child that chooses
it. Oh, okay.
It.
Does it? Right. Oh, yeah. I'm a fucking amazing role model. You want to live your life all boring and cowed and with like a, I don't know, like a grey-skinned geography teacher from the 1700s? That noise. Come and be a rock star like me. You'll love it, kids. Honestly, it's the best way to live. Best job in the world, except for blowjob tester. Oh, no! Downfall!
Would you want your son to be like you if you had a son?
I would like Justin Hawkins Jr. to basically just live in the moment, you know, just enjoy his sports, get plenty of exercise, sleep with as many women as possible. Oh, downfall! I don't know, this is easy. I'm deliberately downfalling.
Yeah, but you can't do that on the TV. You won't have your buzzer.
Hey, what if I take a buzzer and I'm just like downfall, downfall?
Downfall.
No, okay. Like, ask me the son question again.
If you had a son, would you be happy for him to behave in the way that you do?
Yeah, I think I try and make every interaction with my children fun. You know, I like to live in the moment and be the best dad I can be. If some of that rubs off on them and then they treat their children in the same way, I'm going to be really proud of them. Yeah.
But what if they see the stories of you having multiple affairs with women and treating them not so perfectly?
Well, those stories don't exist because that's just not something that's ever happened.
What about the story we're holding up here on the front page?
The front, nobody reads newspapers anymore, mate. I wouldn't worry too much. Tomorrow's chip paper. Oh, no! Actually, no, that's fair enough. I rescind that.
Yeah, that's not downfall.
Go ahead.
You were caught snorting a line of coke off prostitute's forehead.
A prostitute's fart?
Forehead.
That's like that's a real roller coaster ride, that is. delicious coke and the smell of shit. I snorted a line of coke off a prostitute's forehead. Well, first of all, I had no idea that lady was a sex worker. And I, to be honest with you,
Why was she naked?
I just thought it was warm. It was a hot day. It was a hot day. And I don't know why you demonize sex workers like that. They're people just like you and me. They're out there trying to earn a crust. And I saw some residue and powder on her forehead. And I was just helping her because she hadn't collected her thoughts enough to actually dress herself properly. And I was concerned for her, really, just because I didn't want her to go to the bar. It takes a friend to tell you, doesn't it? And then I breathed in sharply, and next thing you know, it's not there anymore. I don't think you can accuse me of doing anything malicious, or I was just trying to help a person out.
Would you be happy to do a lie detector test today on Jeremy Kyle?
Actually, yeah. Yeah. How does it work again? Is it your pulse?
They put it around you. Like all of you.
So your heart rate goes down when you're not lying?
No, I think there's just a deviation.
So if I can maintain...
I know that your heart rate's basically non-existent, but...
Hey! Vampire. Go on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it, yeah.
And a drugs test. Did you spend £150,000 on cocaine?
Well, who keeps track of that? I mean, you know, money's money, isn't it?
What about with people not being able to heat their houses?
Yeah, I think I haven't actually used any drugs or alcohol for the last 16 years. And 16 years ago, there wasn't a war in the Ukraine. Well, if there was, it wasn't the one that affected the oil prices in the way that this one has.
So you don't feel bad?
I feel frustrated with having to answer that question all the time It feels like that's something that's...
Why is it a touch the nerve?
No, it's just boring to
me.
Ashamed
yourself?
Like, yeah, a little bit, yeah. But that's how you learn, isn't it? You shame and, you know, regrets. These are how you sort of form new pathways of behaviour. And that's why I've been sober for the last 16 years. 16 years. How do you feel about asking the same question again after 16 years?
Never heard this question before.
You haven't?
No.
Have you ever done any homework on me at all, any research?
Who are you? You're nobody.
I think that says more about you than it does me, love. Go on. Keep going.
I feel like you're getting angry now. No, your body language is doing nothing.
No, I'm not liking it.
Do I still have to ask these horrible questions?
Yeah, I've only got 4 minutes to go. You can do it.
Do you feel uncomfortable with the disparity between the rich and poor? Do you feel like you need to be doing something to help?
Yeah, actually, I think that the super rich, the people that are making, I don't think we need billionaires. What's the point of those? There should be a limit on how much you can make.
That's Marxist bullshit. Are you some sort of hippie?
Well, if that's what that means.
They worked
hard. They did work hard, yeah. But there's people who work hard who have absolutely nothing, can't even afford to heat their houses. There's people who worked hard their whole lives and they're now in retirement sitting there wondering if they should eat or heat their house.
Well, if they'd come up with Tesla, they could have become billionaires.
Yeah, but there's only one or two people in the world that can come up with Tesla. What I'm asking you is, so what would you need £1 billion for as an individual, an individual human being? What do you need £1 billion
for? To make new innovations,
right,
and pay for your staff.
But that's your company you're talking about.
Yeah.
What about your personal wealth? What do you need that for?
Well, they put most of their money into their businesses, don't they?
No, no. Jeff Bezos' wife made $147 billion or something like that from the divorce. That's not his business. That's.
Did they not get any of his business?
Well, even if she did, that's not. She didn't get it to go into her business. That's her money. She's got $147. So forget about Jeff Bezos for a minute. What about her? She's got $147 billion. What's she going to do with that?
Do you think she should take people's money away from them?
I think they should take all the money away from them apart from leaving with just under $1 billion, because that's more money than they'll ever need.
But why would they bother to innovate and keep working if you're just going to take their money from them?
Because $1 billion is enough money.
According to you.
According to anybody in the world, how much more money do you need?
What but
do you
that
need
goes against free, like people's free liberty.
I just don't think that $1 billion is a meaningful number. You don't need it.
They think it'll be a slippery slope and they come down and take your money.
If I had £1 billion, or if I had more than £1 billion, if I had £10 billion, take 9 of them, it won't make any difference to my life. Seriously.
But as a conservative, I think that you are entitled to your own money.
I am. I'm not saying all of it. I'm saying...
But you're entitled to all of it, I believe.
There shouldn't be billionaires. It shouldn't be allowed.
But how do you cap that? Why would it? Why would they...
You tax everything over 999, whatever the number would be.
Million.
Well, you catch. Let's say you're allowed one penny under $1 billion. Everything else, you have to give to the government, and the government is obliged, as is their job, to protect the vulnerable people.
So you trust your government?
State.
I don't trust my government.
No, I don't either. But I think in principle that's what should happen. I don't trust billionaires. I don't trust governments. I don't trust anything.
People are going to call you a woke hippie now.
I don't know if I
Marxist.
Care.
Marxist.
I don't know if I care.
Socialist scum.
I don't know if I care. Just don't know if I care. I actually believe those things, and I think it's true.
So up until that, you think everyone's okay with their money?
I think we're only talking about like the top 1% is 150. What sort of percentage has $1 billion or more?
I'm not sure.
Like 0.00001.
Let
or
me
right?
Google how many billionaires are.
No, Google what percentage of the population are billionaires.
While there are nearly 8 billion people in the world, just over 3,000 are billionaires. This tiny group of people is worth nearly $11.8 trillion, equivalent to 11.8% of the global GDP.
And these are individuals we're talking about, not companies.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think Tesla is Elon Musk and only Elon Musk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a board and directors and so on. But his personal wealth is probably going to be billions, right?
It's like not 0.000003 or something.
Right.
Of the world.
So we're only talking about that amount of people. who would end up sort of having to make a sacrifice if that was the case. But I just don't think that anybody needs to have £1 billion.
What about the corporation? Should they be paying tax since Apple doesn't really pay any tax?
Yeah, they should be paying tax. Of course they should.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Why doesn't Apple pay tax?
They pay almost no tax.
Why?
They just get away with it. Companies have tax breaks for them in order to promote innovation.
If it's a certain type of company in a certain part of the world, right? Because they want to bring that kind of work and have that kind of workforce in that region. That's how it works in Switzerland. There's certain like tech companies get tax breaks in certain cantons. Dentists get certain tax breaks in other cantons. It's just what it's like, you know.
Oh, Amazon's main UK division paid no corporation tax in 2021, despite profits rocketing to 60% to $204 million. The online retailer used the former chancellor and now Tory leadership, Rishi Sunak, to get a super deduction scheme for the business to invest in infrastructure. So he's now the prime minister.
Well, you said yourself, UK's anyway, isn't it?
Well, they're not getting any money from the companies, so why wouldn't you take the money from Amazon to, like, grit the roads?
But, you know, they need to work on the infrastructure of Amazon, don't they?
Not the infrastructure of the UK.
Well, one step at a time. You've got to pick your battles.
Yeah. We've got too political now.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Not political anyway, it's just Marxism.
I don't... Yeah. Because I'm worried I'm spouting the wrong stuff. Like, I'm just trying to find sound bites that I've heard.
You're not. You're just trying to make me... You're trying to get me to dodge the downfall. I think I haven't pressed that button for a while. I feel pretty good about how I've played it.
Yeah, you're good at that.
You think?
I think so, yeah.
Keep trying. Let's get one more downfall and then we'll end it.
Should people listen to your music anymore because of your past?
I don't understand what my past has to do with my music.
Didn't it inform some of it?
In what way?
Were you taking drugs when you wrote your music?
No, I was taking drugs in between writing music. You can't write music when you're on drugs. All you do is like, oh, my drugs like this. Oh, it's brilliant.
Do you think parents should be letting their kids listen to music by
someone? I think they should. They shouldn't be censoring their children. I listened to Queen, AC/DC, Fleetwood Mac when I grew up. Never did me any harm. I ended up in rehab, so you know. Downfall. No, keep going. One more.
Should you be ashamed of yourself for wearing catsuits on stage?
I shouldn't feel ashamed for anything that I wear, even if I decided to wear a dress, which you might find abhorrent, or if I wore flip flops and then a fur coat. I mean, obviously, fur coat. I think I probably would feel.
Aren't you representing the downfall of men?
The downfall of traditional masculinity.
Yeah.
Well, I think
real women want real men.
Real women know that real men can wear dresses.
A man in a dress is not going to protect you.
A man in a dress is much more equipped to protect you.
Isn't he infantilized and too effeminate?
Do you think that wearing a dress makes you infantilized and effeminate and ineffective?
I didn't say ineffective.
Well, that's what you're implying.
Well, femininity
in a combat situation, wearing a dress is no hindrance at all.
Well, women are the more feminine caretakers, and a man should be out there protecting and earning and being the stronger one.
I think that's quite an outdated concept.
Do you think men are just become mushy, weak little saps?
I think some men always were like that.
They just cry all the time.
Some men have always been like that.
And expect women to look after them.
So you can't have it both ways.
The sappy ones want the women to do everything.
Women have looked after men since the beginning of time, even in like the in a situation where the man is the bringing home the bacon and being the breadwinner.
Yeah, at least he was bringing home the bacon.
As opposed to what, taking the bacon away from home? Well, you said it like, at least he was bringing home the bacon. So, yeah, instead of taking it somewhere else. What's the? I don't understand what your point is here. What are you saying?
It's not a good form. You needed the man and the woman for a harmonious.
You need the man and the woman
to be harmonious and provide their children with both types of role models in their life.
I'm sorry, sir. You have an outdated concept of what family is and what it means.
But I don't know. I can't remember what else I say.
Imagine saying that in a music interview. Don't you think that the men should be bringing home the bacon? They're bringing home the bacon. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. You've all become all mushy and you're crying all the time. Well, you should be ashamed of yourself for wearing cat suits. You'll never be able to do it.
You're not going to bring home the bacon.
I haven't done a downfall. You're downfalling yourself all the way through this.
I'm trying my best.
Go on, downfall
me. They're not my natural views, so.
Downfall me.
You've downfalled mostly around the relationship side.
Yeah, that's definitely my weak spot.
You punched a reporter in the face. Why?
Well, he was being a prick, and I'm really tired of. I decided that the only way to really emphasize.
I got a new question.
Go on.
Do you think climate change is real?
Do what?
Do you think climate change is real? Or is it just being used by the elites to control corporations?
I think climate change is observable and real and obvious to everybody that's sane.
Isn't that just papers released by people on the left to try and control their own agenda?
Why would they? They're trying to control their own. If they can't control their own agenda, what the fuck can they control?
They're trying to control corporations more. Right. But all these taxes and limitations when actually...
All these taxes.
When really the papers show that it's a natural change in the climate.
Can you please give me one example of a climate change measure that you think should be repealed on account of it being ineffective and gone, just anything like that?
I don't think that we're releasing as many harmful gases into the world that's affecting the rise in temperatures.
So are you suggesting that we should release more of them then?
What about the ice age ages ago? How did that happen? Why did those ice caps melt? Because of all the fuel? There wasn't any.
When was that again?
Like, I don't know, 200
years ago.
The last
ice age is when the North Sea formed, and it was a glacier that sort of carved its way between England and Holland and down through France, right? That's why that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, now. But why did it melt?
It melted because... aliens came with
downfall.
Downfall. Oh no.
Downfall. You've gone into the conspiratorial realm.
I know.
Downfall.
I quite like it in there though.
So I caught you on climate change.
Yeah.
Sorry to everyone who is offended and triggered by my terrible probing.
Well, I mean, downfall is, I mean, even I.
It's difficult because some people watching this channel.
Funny thing is, I really.
Prefer to have not know your political views.
Yeah.
So saying all this stuff might alienate some of the channel.
Yeah, but they're not political views. I don't see them as political views. I don't think that's established. I mean, I think all politicians are c***s. Every single f***ing one of them, top to bottom. I don't care who.
Someone got offended by that actually the other day on your channel.
Don't care. I actually don't care. I really don't care. Look at those f***ing pricks. Anyone who aspires to be a politician is either a f***ing dumbass or crooked.
Well, we need someone.
What?
We need somebody.
Or we need a new system. At the risk of that.
Oh, downfall! Sound like someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, try again. Go again.
What?
Well, let's get to the bottom of this. And so, I don't think I'm that political anyway. I just think it's like, I don't understand how anybody can look at an old person sitting in their house dying because they've been let down by the people that are supposed
someone
to protect them.
Someone has to go into politics in order to change it though, right?
What changes?
Well, either someone has to be the there's always going to have to be a politician.
I just don't understand how having a humane perspective on the welfare of an elderly person makes you politically controversial. There shouldn't be any controversy.
There are some politicians, but you just don't know who they are, probably.
Who are they?
I don't know. They're all the regional people.
Yeah, I know. I know.
But we need some. We need to encourage good people to go in.
Well, we need to pay them more. And then they don't get all crooked and start doing deals with businesses. They just don't get paid enough, so it's not attractive to the best people. This is what I always say, like, politicians are never the best people.
But do you think it would then just attract people who want money and not doing it for the right reasons?
I don't care if they want money. If they do a good job, then they deserve the money.
Do you think they need to pass a test?
Well, I think they need to pass all sorts of tests, yeah.
Because how do you know they're good? Because sometimes the Ministry of Education, next year, Ministry of Health. But I thought he was a maths. How is he such an expert in both?
Brilliantly timed inside burp, by the way.
It was a gargle. You know what I mean?
Enjoying it.
It should be someone who's a specialist in education as the Minister for Education. Not the person who was doing health last year.
Yeah, they're always the same cocks, aren't they? It's just a rotating tombola of f***ing arse clownery. Oh, no! Downfall! This is what I mean, though. I don't think they're our best people. I think the best people go into, like, being hedge fund managers and stuff like that, the people who actually got talent and understand economics, they're not in politics.
Yeah.
And if you understand economics, you'd actually be able to, like, before you even think about, like, oh, how are we going to help the people who are struggling, the vulnerable sections of our population? Well, get your fucking finances sorted out and it wouldn't be as much of an issue. Don't have all these fucking clowns. Don't have the clowns. Get rid of the clowns. Let's get the real people. The real people.
All right.
Downfall?
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay. I mean, that's not. I'm not asking for a change of system per se. I just think we should pay them more money so that the good people want to do the job. Right.
And they have to pass some sort of test, and not just doing it for the money. They have to earn the money.
Justin Hawkins rides again. Another inside burp. In the middle of my finger.
I just said ow.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications. Watch one of these two videos. Downfall!
Bye.
Say goodbye, Jenny.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Justin Hawkins Rides Again, the podcast. If you liked this episode, feel free to leave us a review on Spotify or Apple and share it far and wide if you feel so inclined. And you can also watch it over on my YouTube channel. Nice one, guys. See you later. Adieu, and enjoy everything. Cheers. Again.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.